all of you can start looking up and seeing this. The United States government, NASA, the U.S. Air Force, is sending up canisters into the atmosphere filled with chemicals.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI. A method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly. As promising as it may be, moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges for our government and for the international community and other geoengineering initiatives.
We shall propose further cooperative efforts between all the nations in weather prediction and eventually in weather control.
What we're seeing now, and I first could not believe it, and I started looking at the skies, and these are not normal. They're not natural. There's something going on. I don't know who it is or why they're doing it. All I can testify is it's not natural and it's not normal. It's got to be some outside influence doing that.
I'm here to give you testimony that chemtrails, they're not contrails, are indeed real. They're spraying almost every day. I watch the clouds and watch the spraying program going on. I want to tell you that we're in very great danger from the pollution that's coming down over us. And we've been led astray by the military-industrial complex, and they're responsible for the cloud's creation and weather manipulation programs. They're dark operations.
When you look up at the sun and you see a white haze, that is aluminum floating in the air right now, and it's coming from the aircraft.
You want some figures? Okay, latest water test tested the rain. 13,100 micrograms per liter of aluminum in the rain in 2013. Normally, it should be zero.
Here with Kristen Magan, who's actually a U.S. military whistleblower. She has an amazing, fascinating story that we will share with you here today. Now, Kristen, can you tell us what branch of the military you were in and what you uncovered?
Sure. I was in the Air Force on active duty for 9 years, and I worked in bioenvironmental engineering. One part of that process was to approve chemicals, hazardous materials. You know, what are you using? Why do you need it? Where's it being used? And tracking that disposal. After it being brought to my attention about chemtrails or geoengineering, I used to think it was crazy. It actually was disrespectful to my line of work, because here we are trying to prevent environmental aspects and impacts and not have anybody get sick from our operations. But in an attempt to debunk, it changed my life. I started noticing things. I started noticing large quantities on the system where I would approve chemicals that did not have a manufacturer name, wasn't tied to a building. When I started asking questions, I slowly became demonized. I feel they're getting ready to admit it, and they're trying to sell it to us. You know, it's kind of like they sell vaccines to us, they sell fluoride to us. You know, fluoride is a mining waste product. Well, how can we make that good? You know, put it in your water. So I think that they're trying to now kind of admit it and act like they're going to start doing it, and they've already been doing it.
Snow on Mount Shasta, pristine Mount Shasta, 61,000 micrograms per liter, 4 times the amount that is found in the soil up there. Where in the hell is this stuff coming from?
Hi, my name's Rich Moore. I'm a scientist at NASA's Langley Research Center in Hampton, Virginia, in the United States.
What is your specific job here on this mission?
So I'm an airborne atmospheric scientist, and I'm interested in understanding how aerosols or particles that are emitted by jet engines in the atmosphere go on to evolve in the atmosphere. The people who sit here, the left seat is the mission director, Okay. And the right seat is his assistant. And what they're doing is they're monitoring the power that's drawn by all of the different racks. And so they have full control over all of the different experiments, which is really important for a NASA flying laboratory. Yep. So some probes may target, say, 1 micron to 50 microns, and other ones may target larger particles. So a micron is 10 to the negative 6. So we're talking about 1,000 times bigger than those soot particles that I described. And so it's a big plane. We've got instruments mounted on the fuselage, and then we also have instruments mounted on the wingtips.
Starting in 1993, it was called in vitro toxicity of aluminum nanoparticles in rat alveolar macrophages. That's a real fancy way of saying testing the effect of aluminum nanoparticles on the white blood cells in the little air sacs in your lung, the alveoli. And what they found in this 8-year study was that these particles, when you're exposed to them long enough, it suppresses the ability of your white blood cells to defend you from airborne infections coming into your lungs. So it suppresses your immune system. But they also found that these same particles, once they get into your system, they can actually go through the barrier in each one of the cells. They get inside the cells, and these particles can actually suppress the ability of mitochondria, which are in the cells that help to gobble up toxins and things that would be harmful to the nucleus in the reproduction process of the cells in your body. These processes are suppressed, and so essentially by breathing this material in, your immune system is dramatically suppressed.
We were warned about the takeover of our freedoms by the military-industrial complex by both Eisenhower and Kennedy. They're gaining traction on us, folks. We are in trouble more than just a spraying program.
All I can say is it's about time we get up in arms about this, because it is affecting our health. It's high time that we as citizens of this great country take action.
The most amazing thing is that that cloud up there, which was generated by the engine, and in about an hour's time, someone in Mississippi is going to get wet washing. It will actually rain.
It's raining! That's unbelievable! Oh. NASA's playing God! It's making its own weather!